Israfel by Edgar Allan Poe. Editorial note. And the angel Israfel, whose heartstrings are a lute, and who has the sweetest voice of all God's creature. From the Koran. In heaven a spirit doth dwell, whose heartstrings are a lute. None sing so wildly well as the angel Israfel. And the giddy stars, so legends tell, ceasing their hymns, attend the spell of his voice, all mute, tottering above in her highest noon the enamored moon, blushes with love, while to listen the red leaven, with the rapid plaids even, which were seven, pauses in heaven, and, they say, the starry choir, and the other listening things, that Israfeli's fire is owing to that lyre by which he sits and sings, the trembling living wire of those unusual strings. But the skies that angel trod, where deep thoughts are a duty, where love's a grow-up god, where the hoary glances are imbued with all the beauty which we worship in a star. Therefore, thou art not wrong, Israfeli, who despisest an unimpassioned song. To thee the laurels belong, best bard because the wisest. Merrily live and long. The ecstasies above, with thy burning measure suit, thy grief, thy joy, thy hate, thy love, with the fervor of thy lute. Well, may the stars be mute. Yes, heaven is thine, but this, in a world of sweets and sours, our flowers are merely flowers. And the shadow of thy perfect bliss is the sunshine of ours. If I could dwell where Israfel hath dwelt, and he where I, he might not sing so wildly well a mortal melody, while a bolder note than this might swell from my lyre within the sky. The End of Israfel by Edgar Allan Poe, first published in 1836, read by Rick Kistner, for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.